Dave and Aaron, mornings on Rock 104.9.
Along with the entertainment editor of the River City's Reader, read his columns every Wednesday, every other Wednesday, everywhere, I guess, and at all times at rcreader.com.
Yeah, 24/7 online, friends.
Now, help me out. Is this a week that the paper will be out?
The paper will be out on Wednesday, yes.
This Wednesday.
Yeah, we get a print edition for that one.
So.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we had you on, so there's a whole lot to catch up on movie-wise. I'll throw out a title, and you tell me what to think of it.
All right. Okay.
Let's start with Up, which we kind of got into before the break.
Up is so tremendous for the first 15 minutes that when it turns into kind of the standard action-adventure comedy, It's brilliantly done, but it's still a bit of a disappointment. It's you know, those people, maybe you're among them, who saw WALL-E. You've seen WALL-E,
sure,
I imagine.
Sure.
There are people who say that the first 20 minutes, of course, are perfect, and as soon as we leave the planet and we leave the silent movie portion, it all just kind of goes downhill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that personally.
But downhill,
relatively speaking, downhill. Right.
Compared to anything else, it's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly how I felt about this. I didn't think that with WALL-E, but I did feel with this one. I was like, oh, it started off really, really magically and then just kind of turns into this, it was very smart and funny comedy adventure.
But still very good.
Still very, very good. Yeah.
Now, you're not crazy about all of the glut of the computer graphic movies that you have to endure.
There's
but
a
you
lot.
Have to say that the Pixar are just head and shoulders better than anything.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, not even close.
There's not even a comparison with like DreamWorks or, you know, no, it's not even close.
Right.
I don't know what it is. I think it's they just have smarter people, to be honest. But it's great.
So go see that.
Go see it, absolutely. No, it's totally worth it. Yeah.
Night at the Museum, Battle at the Smithsonian.
I kind of liked it. Kind of liked it quite a bit,
because
actually.
Because this is getting bashed.
Yeah, it's getting pummeled pretty badly. And I thought the first one was pretty fun, but this one was, I thought, really fun. This is a marked improvement on the material.
Huh.
Well, you've got Hank Azaria, who's doing this kind of lispy Egyptian pharaoh. You've got Amy Adams doing Amelia Earhart. It's and they're fun, and it just keeps moving. You got Jonah Hill as this goofball security guard and stuff. It's one little comic gambit after another, and it works.
Huh, okay.
It really works, and it's short, and the effects are funny, and yeah, I had a great time. I got to admit,
Terminator Salvation.
It's loud, long, boring. It's exactly what people want from it. It's humorless as hell.
Yeah.
When did these movies lose their sense of humor completely? It's just that horrible kind of gray, silvery, you know,
futuristic.
They were
playing like Terminator 2.
Yeah, exactly. They were good. And there's like a laugh in this. There's the moment when the Schwarzenegger doppelganger kind of shows up in the last 15 minutes. Have you heard about this?
Is it Schwarzenegger?
You actually, no, but it's a stunning,
it's someone who
stunning
looks a lot like
likeness
him.
To him. Yeah, he looks just like Arnold era 1980 or so, like
really?
Right after Stay Hungry type of stuff.
Really?
You know, hysterical moment when he shows up and the music goes, you know.
Yeah.
Audience goes kind of nutty. And then, but the rest of it is just death to sit through. It's so dull. It's so boring. You know, good effects, but who cares?
Nothing going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Drag Me to Hell?
Drag Me to Hell was kind of fun, I guess. It's Sam Raimi. You can tell him that he's kind of pushing for his Evil Dead days, you know, back when he was really fun, like Evil Dead 2, one of the greatest movies ever made, to be honest. So you can kind of feel him pushing for that gross comedy thing, and the timing's a little off, and it's kind of clunky plotting-wise and dialogue-wise, but it's got moments. It's got a lot of bile, a lot of vomit, a lot of maggots. You know, we're okay.
That's all we ask.
Yeah,
for,
exactly.
Huh?
It's the lead actress is just kind of drenched in puke
the
for
whole
90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of fun. Yeah, I was all right with it.
Are there
it's
any
pretty
other movies
good.
That you've
there
seen?
There was the dance movie.
And Dance Flick, I
all
saw,
right.
the Wayans Brothers movie, which was not bad at all.
Really?
It's, yeah.
Well,
for
you've had a pretty good run here.
It's been okay, except for Terminator. It's been pretty good. But it's just what you think. It's a parody of all those kind of, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and dance movies. For every 4 bad jokes, there's a really good one.
Uh-huh.
That's not a bad average.
That's a pretty good ratio
for an
85-minute
movie.
Right.
Yeah, for the Wayans Brothers, it's not bad. And Damon Jr. is coming to town next weekend, I believe, at Penguins. Good young actor. Very funny.
By the way, this has nothing to do with you, but I need to make a correction. Around this time yesterday, I said that Meat Puppets had played Ribco.
Uh-huh.
They're going to play Ribco.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
at the end of the month. So that show is going to happen. It didn't already happen. I need to correct
that. They are still en route.
Yeah, Meat Puppets are
and they did that like in 85 or 86,
it'll
too.
It'll be, yeah, it's been.
So it'll be like a 25-year
Can you believe
thing.
It? that's heartbreaking.
Let's talk about the three movies that are opening in Quad City Theaters. There's one I really don't know anything about, Nia Vardalos.
Yeah, it's called My Life in Ruins. It's the star writer of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And uh-huh. This time she is a tour guide in Greece, from what I understand.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing she falls in love, yes. probably, and there's probably lots of beautiful shots of beaches and ruins.
And Greece.
And Greece, yeah.
Do what you do
Not
best.
As fun as Greece 2, but no. it is Greece.
There will be no cool rider in this
no.
movie.
then, no reproduction.
And then we've got a couple that look like they're going to be a lot of fun.
Let's start
we hope, yeah.
Let's start with Land of the Lost. Now, here's the thing that you forget about, Mike. He's not crazy about Will Ferrell.
That's true.
I can take him or leave him. Sometimes I like him a lot, yeah, mm-hmm. but not always.
Will Ferrell okay. stars as a crackpot scientist who is transported through time and space in a remake of the 1970s show Land of the Lost. In this clip, Dr. Rick Marshall, played by Will Ferrell, learns that the T-Rex isn't as dumb as he thought. How this is going to translate on radio, I don't know,
Let's find
but
out.
Here's a clip from Land of the Lost.
It's okay. You can't cross. He has terrible depth perception. I think this chasm is a million miles long. He's not what you'd call an athlete, Mr. T-Rex. See? I'm walking away in utter, helpless defeat. After all, his brain is the size of a walnut. Sure, his sense of smell may be acute, but eyesight, hearing, all of his higher functions, completely compromised by that walnut-sized brain pan. I mean, forget about the Polish. It's the T-Rexes who are the real dummies of the world. In fact, Chaka, funny story.
Forget about the Polish.
Okay.
It was the T-Rexes that were the real dummies of the world.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm on board.
All right.
That clip just sold a ticket for me. That's fantastic. It's about time the Polish uh-huh. get taken to task.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a while, right?
Stupid. It's been 30 years. Let's do it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Also opening today, and this looks really funny, The Hangover.
Yeah, I hope this is good. Yeah.
Four friends go to Vegas for a blowout bachelor party, only to wake up the next morning with a baby, no groom, no clue, and a tiger.
Oh, that old plot.
In this clip, the guys return to their room to find Mike Tyson singing one of our favorite Genesis songs. Honest to God, it's The Hangover.
Did we leave the music on?
Hey!
Shh! Mike Tyson? Shh! This is my favorite part coming up right now. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
You're close, my guy.
Oh, Lord. But I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
One more time, guys.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
You might have to save that clip and play that at random moments throughout mm-hmm. the day.
I think you're right. I think those are great clips.
Yeah. Those are bad.
I think I'll laugh at both of these movies.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited about that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be fun. All right.
Well, there you go.
And they're all short, too. Yeah. God bless, right? They're all like 90 minutes.
Perfect right. summer yeah, movies.
You'll be done before the sun goes down.
Yeah, that's right.
He's Mike Schultz, entertainment
Thanks,
editor
Thank
for
you.
The River City's Reader. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.